Chapter 4. Kincaid woke slowly on Saturday morning, feeling drowsy and content until memory returned. The sense of loss descended heavily, weighing on his chest. He pulled himself up, shaking his head like a swimmer emerging from deep water. If he had dreamed, he had no recollection of it. But his mind was clear, and he found he had come to a decision in his sleep. If the pathologist reported that Jasmine had indeed died of natural causes, then he would gladly lay aside his suspicions. But if not, he felt a need to be better prepared. Suicide was the obvious assumption. He had no concrete reason for feeling uncomfortable with it, yet he did. Perhaps he was guilty of bringing his job home, of attributing violence to the natural and peaceful death of a friend. Or perhaps he was resisting the idea of suicide because it made him feel culpable, as if he had failed her. But whatever the source of his unease, Kincaid had learned from experience to trust his instincts, and something about Jasmine's death didn't feel right. The weekend would give him a grace period. He was off duty, and Jasmine's flat would be the logical place to start. He found, however, that the idea of going through Jasmine's personal effects alone depressed him. Even though Theo had pretty well given him carte blanche, he felt an uncomfortable sense of invading her privacy. His sergeant's open, freckled face sprang easily to his mind. She was also off duty this weekend. He'd give her a ring and ask for her help. His snooping would seem less personal, and Gemma's brisk good sense would keep him from thinking too much. He rolled over in bed and reached for the phone. Gemma sounded uncharacteristically cross until she recognized his voice. Even then, she hesitated after he explained what he wanted. But he put it down to concern about her small son and assured her she could bring him along. Satisfied with the arrangement, he got up and headed toward the kitchen.